So let's review. The Mishnah discusses an animal that became a mu'ud by goring three similar victims, and the Gemara offers two interpretations of the Mishnah. According to Rav Zvid, the Mishnah reads as follows. Shur shehu mu'ud l'minoi, ve'ena mu'ud l'she'ena minoi. Ve'ena with a vav, which makes the phrase ve'ena mu'ud l'she'ena minoi part of the description of the case as follows. An ox that is a mu'ud regarding oxen, but is not a mu'ud regarding other species, as Rashi explains. Davrinu l'hu kameh b'loi nogach. It had the opportunity to gore them and it did not, thereby establishing that it only gores oxen, or mu'ud l'adam ve'ena mu'ud l'behema. As the Gemara explains, this means mu'ud l'adam v'l'behema v'chazim mi'behema. If the animal was a mu'ud regarding both people and animals, and then reverted to its status as a tam regarding animals, d'koy gabi behema t'laza zimni b'loi nagach, by standing near animals and not goring them, but has not reverted regarding people, or mu'ud l'katanim ve'ena mu'ud l'gedaylim. It is a mu'ud regarding calves, but not regarding grown oxen. The ruling is, eshu mu'ud l'ay misham nezik shalom, he pays Nezik Shalom for goring those regarding whom it is a mu'ud, and pays Chatzin Nezik for all others. According to this understanding, we can infer from the Mishnah, Hastama have a mu'ud. If the animal did not encounter, and specifically show that it does not gore other potential victims, but merely happened to attack only a certain type, it is nevertheless a mu'ud regarding all victims. Therefore, mu'ud l'minai, mu'ud l'she'ina minai. Furthermore, mu'ud l'ketanim have a mu'ud l'gedaylim. Even the mu'ud regarding calves is assumed to be mu'ud regarding oxen. However, the Gemara cites the opinion of Sumchus, who holds, Chazar de behema lav chazarhi. The animal cannot revert to being a tam regarding animals while remaining a mu'ud regarding people. According to Rav Papa, the Mishnah reads as follows. Shur shu mu'ud l'minoi, einai mu'ud l'she'einai minoi. Einai without a vav, which makes the phrase, einai mu'ud l'she'einai minoi, not part of the description of the case, but the ruling as follows. An ox that is a mu'ud regarding oxen is not automatically a mu'ud regarding other species as well. Furthermore, mu'ud l'adam ain't a mu'ud l'behema. Even a mu'ud regarding people is not mu'ud regarding animals. And mu'ud l'ketanim ain't a mu'ud l'gedaylim. A mu'ud regarding calves is not a mu'ud regarding oxen. In all these cases, the Mishnah continues. Eshu mu'ud l'ay misham nezik shalom. Veshu ain't a mu'ud l'ay misham chatzi nezik. He pays nezik shalom for goring those regarding whom it is a mu'ud and pays chatzi nezik for all others. According to this understanding, the Mishnah indicates, Stam Allah have a mu'ud. An animal is only a mu'ud regarding the specific type of victim it targeted. While Sumchus maintains, mu'ud l'adam, mu'ud l'behema mikal v'chaymer. A mu'ud regarding people is considered a mu'ud regarding animals. The Gemara brings support for Rav Zvid from the next section of the Mishnah. Amr lefnei Rabbi Yehuda, Hareze mu'edis l'shabbosis ve'ena mu'ud l'chayl. What's the halacha regarding an animal that only gores on Shabbos? Rabbi Yehuda answered, Amalahem, the Shabbos is Mishal Nezik Shalom, Li Moisachoyel Mishal Mechatzi Nezik. It's a mood regarding goring on Shabbos and not regarding weekdays. The Mishnah concludes, A Mosaihu Tam, Mishnayach Zeboy Gimel Yimei Shabbos. It only reverts to a Tam if it desists from goring on three consecutive Shabbos. Now, according to Rav Zvid, that we read Ve'ena with a Vav, Shiluhu de Kamashailele, Behunam Kamahadruhu. They asked Rabbi Yehuda regarding the case of Mood Le Shabbos, Ve'ena Mood Le Chayel, and he answered accordingly. However, according to Rav Papa that we read Einer without a Vav, Agmur hu de komagamri lei, they stated that mu'ud l'shabbos ain't a mu'ud l'chayel, expressing that it is not a mu'ud regarding weekdays. Were they teaching Rabbi Yehuda this halacha? Furthermore, ma'ika mahadruhu, if they already knew the halacha, what was his response? Therefore, Rav Zvid's version is correct. However, the Gemara adds that even according to Rav Papa that stumma lo have a mu'ud for one species is not a mu'ud for other species, nevertheless, Nagach shur chamor v'gamal nasa mu'ud l'kol. If it gored three different animals, it is a mu'ud regarding all species. The Gemara cites a braisa that discusses types of mu'ud. Ra shur nagach shur loy nagach. Shur nagach shur loy nagach. Shur nagach shur loy nagach. Nasa mu'ud l'sirugin l'shvar. If it encountered six oxen and only gored the first, third, and fifth ox, according to Rav Papa, it's a mu'ud to gore every other ox it sees. However, Tesis explains, according to Rav Zvid, L'chol davar have a mu'ud. It's a mu'ud regarding all species, unless Rosh Shar Behemoth will enakhim. It encountered other animals and did not gore. An additional case, Rosh Shar Nagach Chamar Loy Nagach, Sus Nagach Gamal Loy Nagach, Para Nagach Arud Loy Nagach, Nasa mu'ud L'sirugin L'chol. If it saw six different types of animals and gored every other one, it is a mu'ud to gore every other animal, regardless of its type. The Gemara now poses a series of queries according to Rav Papa. Nogach shur, chamer v'gamal. If a gort, three oxen, a donkey, and a camel. Shur bastra, basta shvarm shadinenle. Do the first three incidents indicate a pattern of mood regarding oxen, and the last two incidents do not suffice to make it a mood regarding other animals? Or, harshur bastra, basta chamer v'gamal shadinenle. After going two oxen, it began a new pattern by going three different animals, and so it is a mood regarding all animals. Chamer v'gamal, shur, v'shur. If it first gored the donkey and camel, and then three oxen, the same question applies. Hai shur kama, basta chamer v'gamal shadinenle. Did it establish a pattern of goring all animals by goring the first three animals, and it is a mood lakol? Or basta shvarm shadinenle, perhaps it began a new pattern by goring three oxen, and it is only mood for oxen. Shabbos, Echad b'Shabbos, v'Sheni b'Shabbos. If it gored on three consecutive Shabbos, and then on the following Sunday and Monday, HaShabbos b'Sreisa, b'Sreisa Shabbos u'da Shedinle, it is a mood regarding Shabbos, and the next two goring were not part of a pattern. Or b'Sreisa Echad b'Shabbos, v'Sheni b'Shabbos Shedinle, did the third Shabbos begin a pattern of goring on three consecutive days, and it is a mood for all days. Chamishi b'Shabbos, v'Erev Shabbos, v'Shabbos, Shabbos, v'Shabbos. If it gored on Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos, and on the next two Shabbos as well, the same question applies. HaShabbos kamaisa, basta chamishi b'Shabbos, v'Erev Shabbos, Shabbos, shadinle. Did the first Shabbos complete the pattern of goring on any day? Or basta Shabbos hu d'shadinle? Perhaps it began a new pattern of goring only on Shabbos. The Gemara responds, tekui, leaving these questions unresolved. The Gemara now discusses another pattern of mu'ud, as Taisa explains. Nogach gimel pamim betesvav b'chaydish have a mu'ud. An animal that gores on the same day of three consecutive months is a mu'ud regarding that day of the month. The Gemara therefore discusses nogach shur yim tesvav b'chaydish zeh, v'yim tezayin b'chaydish zeh, v'yud zayin b'chaydish zeh. If an ox gored on the 15th of the month, then on the 16th of the next month, and then on the 17th of the third month, it is a machlikis whether it has established a pattern, as seen from the following machlikis regarding nida. Rasa yim tezvav b'chaydish zeh, if a woman became a nida on the 15th day of the month, on the 16th day of the following month, and on the 17th day of the third month, Rav Amar Kavul Avesis. This suffices to establish a pattern, and she's expected to become a nida on the 18th day of the fourth month. Shmuel Amar At Shetishalish Bedilug. The first time was not necessarily part of the pattern, and it's not a pattern until she skips a day for the third time, i.e. she sees the fourth month on the 18th, because it is the three intervals that establish the pattern. Zok the Mishnah, Shur shel Yisrael shenogach shur shel hekdesh. V'shel hekdesh shenogach l'shur shel hedyud pater. If an individual's ox gored an ox owned by hekdesh, or the reverse, there's no liability. Shenemer shur re'ehu b'loy shur shel hekdesh. The pasuk refers to damages between two oxen owned by individuals. The Gemara cites another opinion. Rabbi Shimon Menasi Omer, Shur shel hekdesh shenogach shur shel hedyud pater. If the shur hamazik belongs to hekdesh, they're indeed potter. However, if shershal hedyit shenogach shershal hekdesh, bein tam bein mu'ud mishalim nezik shalom. However, if the shur hamazik belongs to an individual, he's always fully liable for goring an ox of hekdesh. His reasoning is, hakol hoyu b'chlal nezik shalom. The pasuk first states the obligation of nezik shalom for a shur mu'ud, and then, kishapar l'cha akasav re'ehu gabi tam, re'ehu detam mishalim chatzi nezik. B'chlal de hekdesh, bein tam bein mu'ud mishalim nezik shalom. The pasuk grants an exemption to tam and then excludes hekdesh. Therefore, we understand the pasuk to be excluding damages to property of hekdesh from the exemption of tam. Otherwise, dimkein nichtav krol hayri'eyu gabi mu'ud. If the pasuk meant to exempt damages of hekdesh completely, it would have mentioned this exemption in the previous section of mu'ud.